plate a potential nugget.
So I think to make it real for the leaders of today, again, if you had to reflect on the two questions, where do I go and how do I grow? So how should leaders think about navigation and how should they think about developing the capability given these developments? Any takes on how leadership development should evolve in this context?
I think there has to be a part of navigating yourself as well as navigating, for people in the organization that you're leading. You have to be able to construct a sense or a mechanism for startup like behavior to flourish within the organization. So I think the days are gone when as a 40 or a 50 year old you are just doing something and you're going to continue to do it, right? I think everyone, including senior people in organizations, need to kind of discover a more kind of new and youthful way of working. And the best way to do that is to have people associated with startup-like projects, initiatives, whatever, within their organizations, and to use those to actually cut through silos which are about functions or silos which are about seniority levels or silos which are about geographies, really use those new startup-like initiatives, embed them into people's programs and professional journeys,
right,
and use it to, create those melting pots, put, more experienced people in with... It's very, very refreshing, and I can't think of a better way actually to.
And any examples that come to mind of companies that have done it well?
Well, I think frankly in the Indian setup, a lot of companies, without naming names, but companies that have gone through explosive growth, say in the financial services space that I've had the privilege of observing, right, over the last decade or so, simply because growth opportunities were exploding. And you had kind of mid-career people actually jumping onto a completely new business opportunity because regulation now allowed you to do it, for example. And they're kind of inventing, not reinventing, but inventing a business model along with, younger folk who've come in or people with technology skills who've come in. But I think we've seen a lot of that. I think the organizations that have flourished the most, at least as you think about the financial services space, are those where people have been forced to get into business building mode, for better or for worse, and, build businesses from scratch.
Got it.
So if the environment doesn't force you to do that as they were forced to in financial services, then I think organizations should force a little bit of that kind of thinking internally at least.
And I think you sort of alluded to people in their 40s and 50s. In a way, while the younger generation in a way is sort of breathing this new way of being, if you will, I guess this is a profound shift for a lot of people who've experienced education and career in a certain paradigm, which is sort of beginning to become obsolete in a lot of ways. So tactically, how do you, and this is not just a superficial shift, it's a mindset shift in terms of how they behave, how they conduct, how they spend time, how they lead, how they make choices. Are there one or two guiding thoughts in terms of how people could shift their mindsets to cope better in the future?
I think it comes back to this forcing people to learn new mindsets by putting them in situations that actually expose them to and demand those mindsets. And we've seen, for example, approaches in which the development of leaders happens through a lot of the way people think about leadership development is, send them for a course, right? Executive management program and, learn some new skills and then come back. But the problem with that is it's a very theoretical set of inputs and you come back, it's business as usual, right?
And you said it's skills, it's not mindset.
Skills, yeah, exactly. So I think it comes back to what I said earlier, which is can we embed into people's professional goals, not just delivering on the BAU target, but also something, some component, maybe 10% of your time or your energy or your resources have to be in being part of a completely new bottom-up initiative, right? And you can do that at different levels in the organization, but if you're forcing people at least 15% of their time or 10% of their time to be part of something completely different from the BAU running of whatever book or whatever product line you're running, that will challenge you in many, many different ways.
Got it. I'm reminded of the work of Linda Grattan,
one of my professors at London Business School. In her book 100 Year Life, she says that earlier people had their life organized in three discrete stages: study, work, and retire. If you knew somebody's age, you knew their stage. That model clearly is undergoing a profound shift, where people are moving across the three states in a reasonably fluid way. The other big takeaway for me is the shift in the approach towards leadership development. Given that we are seeking mindset shifts and not just skill building, the more immersive we can make the experience, greater the odds of moving the needle on mindset shifts. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen offline, you could download the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other podcast apps.